They make
giving Joe Thomas's wife a way to find out where he is every morning. For over 14 years, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Got that bright sunshine, especially for the morning hours. We'll make our way back up into the upper 50s or to around 60 degrees for afternoon high.
45 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios, Grant, at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
Governor Glenn Youngkin visited a Roanoke school on Monday as he signed five bills from the recent General Assembly session. One measure reducing barriers for English language learners originated within the Roanoke City School Board. The legislation should help families get the services they need for children with developmental disabilities.
And it makes it more flexible, and it gives people who really have struggled with a system that sometimes is really difficult to now work more easily to access the resources that they need.
Of the 700 and change bills that Governor Youngkin signed into law this week, he did veto three, but that's down from 26 last year. One would have allowed public utilities and broadband service companies to leave their vehicles on private property without the owner's consent. Another would have required changes in how an office in the state's Human Resources Agency handles grievance procedures. And the third vetoed a bill directing state police to convene a work group to examine the issue of vehicle noise in the Commonwealth.
Preston Avenue. Walk sign is on the cross. Preston Avenue.
The city of Charlottesville is making upgrades to its pedestrian crosswalk signals to help the visually impaired. People will be able to use a new app called Polara to help them know when it's safe to cross.
It's updating the push buttons that activate the pedestrian signals. And with that, it gives more verbal information to people with disabilities as far as, you know, which street they're crossing, when it's safe to cross, as well as countdowns.
Former Greene County Administrator Mark Taylor is in hot water in his new job in Spotsylvania County as the school superintendent. He floated the idea of closing the school library as a way to close a $22 million budget gap. He also proposed cutting 60 teaching positions and eliminating some specialty programs.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 45 degrees with Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's radio home of Washington Nationals baseball. They kick off the season today, and you can hear the game in its entirety at 6:05 on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for the rest of your afternoon. We're talking peaceful conditions, mostly to partly sunny. Temperatures climbing up into the upper 50s to around 60 degrees, so overall not a bad day. Pretty seasonable for this time of year. Tonight we'll keep things dry, mostly clear, dropping down to about 40 degrees before tomorrow we have some showers on the way. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.